It takes a big team of people to get a show going at a regional theater. Think carpenters, lighting designers, costume makers, a lot more, too. The hours can be long, and the pay, well, sometimes it isn't that great, which makes for a tough sell convincing workers to stay in the industry. We've been doing a series marking the 75th anniversary of the regional theater movement, calling it The Next Stage. And today, NPR's Andrew Limbong is taking us to a theater in Baltimore where its artistic director is trying to change how theater treats its workers.
I caught up with Stephanie Ibarra, the artistic director of Baltimore Center Stage Theater, at her office just a few hours before opening night of the season. And I asked her a pretty simple, how's it going?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, this is a really challenging time to be here at Baltimore Center Stage.
A couple days ago, the theater had to cancel the first preview.
The show did not go on as planned, and it was because we were not feeling like it was the responsible thing to do to kind of rush into a couple of technical elements.
There's been turnover at just about every part of Center Stage, from the marketing department to the scene shop, and finding, hiring, and training new workers just slows everything down.
When we planned this show, you know, almost a year ago, we had no idea what the labor market would look like or what our team would look like. And having turned over almost the entirety of our production department over the course of the last few months, it's put a tremendous strain on our workers.
It's the theater's 60th anniversary, and the big season opener is the Thornton Wilder classic Our Town, which is a play about a play set in a small town in New Hampshire in 1901.
I always expect a man to be perfect, and I think he should be.
Well, I don't think it's possible to be perfect, Emily.
Well, my father is.
In the play, everything seems hunky-dory, but the subtext is that these folks are on the precipice of huge social change and mass death. It's usually a hyper-minimalist play, but in this production, a giant moon in the background is supposed to change phases to show the passage of time. Supposed to.
That tracking, literally how the moon moves, hadn't come together yet.
Troubleshooting problems like this takes a lot of time. Actually, every aspect of production takes a ton of behind-the-scenes work.
This is our office area.
A few floors down from Ibarra's office, props manager Rachel Erickson is showing me around. In the back of the office, there's a mannequin wearing a face mask guarding the refrigerator. Towards the front, there's a heavy-duty hole puncher attached to a table and a deli container full of tiny pink petals.
We got a whole like punching station because we're hand-punching all these flowers to fall from the air right now. Not to hear that. They weigh almost nothing. It's parachute fabric.
Erickson and her team spend hours trying to figure out what materials worked best for these flowers so they'd fall just right but not cause any of the actors to slip on stage. She's on her sixth season at Center Stage, but this season, Ibarra made the call to reduce the number of shows the theater produced. So where a usual season would have six shows, this season it's four. And the shift has really challenged the rise-and-grind culture Erickson and so many theater workers come up in.
Transitions are always hard, right? And it's been a transition moving from a certain way of thinking about theater, a certain high you get off of the manic energy of creation just in the nick of time, and realizing that maybe that's not a healthy work pattern that we've all been trained and ingrained in, and trying to retrain our brains, retrain our reward circuits.
I think that Center Stage has really shown themselves to be a leader in changing their work practices in order to model a more fair and equitable work environment.
Lindsay Jones is a composer and sound designer for theater and film based in New York City. He's also a member of a group called No More 10 Out of 12s. 10 out of 12s is a rule where actors can't work more than 10 hours in a 12-hour day. But once the actors are done, everyone else has to go over notes and problem solve things that didn't work during rehearsal, which can lead to 14-hour, 16-hour, sometimes even longer days for production workers. After some prompting by the We See White American Theater movement, Center Stage moved to an 8 out of 10 schedule. Jones says that theater, as an industry, has a tendency to work on autopilot and avoid any self-reflection. But when a place like Center Stage makes a move like that, it makes a broader difference.
Their taking a stand, I believe, really did encourage others to stop and think about what they had been doing in their practices and could they make those changes.
And changes like these can lead to a healthier work-life balance and can make a theater career more sustainable and joyful. but you can't pay your bills in joy. Ibarra says when she first got here, increasing compensation was the first goal she set, which is hard, seeing as ticket sales and memberships are down.
If we're doing it right, I feel like we will always be reaching for something beyond what we are currently doing. We will always be looking to improve compensation. So we're trying to catch up with our own values.
Listen to enough heads of nonprofits talk about values, and it's easy to get jaded if nothing happens. But I asked Bridget Burton, who's worked at a number of regional theaters and is an artistic producing associate, if she buys it when she hears the theater's leadership talk about values.
Oh yeah, I mean, because they're following up.
She says she started here January 2021, at first on a contract basis, then full-time, with a couple raises with each evaluation. And she says the theater is being transparent to the entire staff about the budget.
We get to see the budget and know what goes into it and conversations around what happens with the budget. And that was never the case in other places I've been to.
For workers like Burton and Erickson, all these changes are reason enough to stay at Center Stage. But Erickson understands why many haven't.
During the pandemic, a lot of people realized that their identity didn't disappear when they left the theater for, you know, all year. And once you realize that, then you do start to weigh those options, like, are the long hours, is the stress worth it for me?
At the opening night production of Our Town, the big moon in the back worked. It nostalgically waned to show the passing of time. No one slipped on the flower petals, which dropped from the sky with both wonder and dread. Pulling off a show requires a lot of people with different backgrounds and skills to work together. For Ibarra, that's the draw.
That sense of belonging that we feel when we're making theater, it can't be beat. And I want as many people to experience that as possible.
Theater itself is great and all, but as one of the characters in Our Town puts it, everybody knows in their bones that something is eternal. And that something has to do with human beings. Andrew Limbaugh, NPR News.